Welcome back to the Judge Mathis Show. We are speaking today about achieving your goals and overcoming life's challenges. We have as our guest today, Miss Sandy Giroux, a woman with a very, very interesting background. She, for many years, served as a secretary and then got into sales and training and ultimately became a very successful realtor and made plenty of money and just all of a sudden decided to change gears and go into self-help success seminar sponsorship. And that's what she does these days. And she's writing a book and she talks about in her seminars, one of her particular seminars, which I find pretty interesting in its subject matter. It's My Dream and Who Am I to Stop Me? That's pretty interesting. Let's go to Sandy. And Sandy, how are you today?
Fine, thank you, Judge. How are you?
Fine. Thanks for coming on with us. That's a pretty interesting topic that you use at your seminar. Let's start there. Who am I? It's my dream, and who am I to stop me? Most folks are used to being stopped by others. They're used to challenges and obstacles that are put in their way. What are you saying here?
Well, what I'm saying is I think we better start taking a look at who is really the one stopping us now. You know, we're all into playing the blame game, blaming everybody else and everything else. And sometimes there are legitimate things that come into our way and create an obstacle. However, the only thing that can really stop us from achieving our goal is if we let that obstacle stop us or that other person stop us. Or what we are all famous for doing is making excuses. It's funny because when I get into speaking and coaching and training, I would hear people saying all these things that they wanted to do. And then as soon as they'd say, I'd really like to do this, what's the very next word out of their mouths? Can you hear it?
Right. But, I'm a single mom.
But I don't have enough time. Or, but I'm too old to start a new career now. Or, but this and but that and but everything else. And we have to stop that. We have to start saying, you know what? I'm not too old. I'm a pretty smart person. I can handle this, and I'm going for it. And I don't care what anybody throws in my way. I will find a way around it, and I will achieve my goal. So who am I to stop me and the goals that I set? So that's how I came up with the idea of it, because I want people to focus on their own self-sabotage.
You're very right in suggesting that in many instances, the main obstacle to one's progress is their own obstacle in their mind.
Right.
And the finger pointing and the blame game. I always say that, you know, when you point that finger, there's three pointing back at you. There's three pointing back at you. So get over it and get out there. I don't care if you're a single mom. I don't care if you're a dad who doesn't have the training, or you grew up in the ghetto, you grew up in the urban or in the rural areas and the education system failed you. Oh, shut up and get out there and do your best and try to overcome it yourself. Well, is that what you teach?
I do. And you know what? One of the reasons I got into doing this is because I'm 46 years old now. It took me all this time to finally get over myself. Because you know what? You're going to be shocked when I hear you. When you hear one of the biggest things that I used.
What's that?
It's terrible. Because I never formally espoused this, and I still don't. But I always thought, because I come from a very conservative type of background, and where the woman is not the one who's the major breadwinner and is not supposed to do more than her husband, I always held myself back with, well, but I'm just a woman.
Yeah, we love to blame the isms, don't we?
Oh, we sure do.
It's racism, it's sexism, it's every ism in the world.
It's terrible, and now I say, holy cow, hey, I'm a woman.
That's right.
I'm a responsible, smart woman, and I am not going to let that stop me anymore. And once I get over those things, the sky was the limit.
And not playing them down, because they do exist. Both sexism and racism still exist to a certain extent in our society. But, you know, in many instances, you can use that to strengthen you.
That's right.
You know, folks can use that as a way of strengthening their fortitude, and it makes them stronger, and they fight back. And when you get over that hurdle, whatever hurdle comes to you next, you're ready for it and turn things around. You know, I know as a young man growing up in the streets of Detroit, I had a lot of obstacles in the streets of Detroit and overcame those obstacles. And once I overcame those, I had plenty more. Once I graduated from college and got into mainstream society, it isn't like they welcomed me with open arms. No, they tried to hold me back, threw obstacles at me. But I didn't keep pointing the finger. I just kept fighting and kicked the door down until we made it. And it sounds like that's what you've done, Sandy, and that sounds like what you're teaching at your seminars. How can our listeners reach out to you and find out when your next seminar is going to be held and where?
Okay, most of my seminars that I do are for companies and organizations, but I do have a few public ones now and then. But if they want any information on either the public or the company ones, I have a website, and the website is the initials of my company. Now, my company is called Initiative for Career and Personal Success. Mm-hmm. So my website is www.icaps, that's I-C-A-P-S, mm-hmm. then the number 4, and the letter U, icaps4u.com.
Okay, and how long is your typical seminar, public seminar, for example?
Well,
Is this something you can kind of learn and get acclimated to after a couple of sessions or one session?
I do a full-day seminar on this goal setting, a 4 to 6 hour seminar, depending on whether it's a public one or a business one where I have to add in business planning and budgeting.
Mm-hmm.
That's a 6 hour one, and you can get up and running after that 6 hour one. I have workbooks, and I have what I call a life plan, which is a plan for you to not only think of your goals, but write them down, and also think about your values and think about how your career and your life mesh together, because if you only focus on your career or you only focus on your personal side, the other side suffers. So you have to make sure they don't clash with each other and they mesh together. So that's what I focus on, trying to help people develop a plan for their lives where their careers and their personal lives can both grow.
Well, Sandy, it sounds like you're doing a great job and you're providing a service that millions of us can use. I hope you have a stadium available on one of these seminars, because I'm going to send you enough people to fill up a stadium.
I
got some of my personal buddies back in Detroit that really needs you.
I would love to need a stadium.
All right, we're gonna have them look you up on your website and give you a call. But I want to thank you for coming on, Sandy. Thank you for all that you do in trying to empower others, because that's precisely what you're doing. Okay. You're providing self-empowerment for all of us who need it, and I include myself in it. I'm not through with the blame game myself sometimes.
And neither am I.
That's right. So thank you for coming on with us, and we look forward to hearing from you again.
Thank you very much.
All right, that's Sandy Giroux, folks. She's talking about career planning, overcoming obstacles, fighting back against those things that you think are holding you back. And she talks about all of this, and It's My Dream, and Who Am I to Stop Me? You're listening to the voice of justice and the voice of reason. We'll be back to you in a minute, folks. The Judge Mathis Show continues.